Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm your host, Brenda Ward, along with my co-host, Barbara Buffing, coming to you from the Traditional American Patriot Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And the number to call if you want to, if you're listening and you want to call in, is 657-383-1908. And the Hillary scandal over her emails that is not Republican-driven is coming closer to where she is going to have to testify before the FBI. They have 147 investigators on this because she was told she couldn't use her BlackBerry and portions of the government because it wasn't secure. And they didn't know about her basement server where it was obviously not secure. And so we're about to see things fly. And whether or not she gets indicted or not, or it hurts her campaign, it's hard to tell. There's a lot of stupid people in America these days. And yes, if you're listening out there and you're supporting Hillary Clinton, I just called you stupid. 657-383-1908. Call in and tell me why I'm not correct. This woman put national security at risk with her private email and her private server and her BlackBerry, all for her own convenience. Not because she felt esteemed of her position in the government at working for the United States of America, but because for her convenience, she didn't want to follow the rules. So are they above the law? I guess we're going to find out as this investigation continues. And with that, I'm going to bring on my co-host, Barbara. Say hello.
Hi. Well, you know, the Clintons have always been, and I'm saying this in quotes, above the law, because everyone around them goes to jail. Now, I'll bet you dollars to donuts that Uma is going to go to jail and take the fall for her.
That's a very good possibility.
Because look at every other anything. Everybody else has gone to jail for her.
And why do they do that, do you suppose? I don't get that.
Oh, because she'll be pardoned by the time Obama gets out. I don't know. You know, here's my other thing. My other thing is, Obama doesn't like Hillary.
No.
So I just have this feeling he's going to let her get far and then drop the ball and say, okay, it's your time to go to jail now.
But why would he do that?
I don't know.
He wants to continue his ruination of our country. Because as we know, the man is releasing terrorists right and left from Gitmo so he can return it over the Cuban government, where he just went for a visit and then just got smashed by, you know.
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that because this has been on my mind lately. I'm furious because of the hypocrisy of the Democrats. Do you remember 9/11? George Bush, President George W. Bush, was reading to a classroom full of children.
Yes.
The Democrats and everyone on the left was furious that he did not get up that minute and walk out.
I know.
Obama comes out and speaks for 51 seconds and goes out posing with a freaking terrorist.
I know.
Posing with a terrorist. Posing with a communist. Dancing with whoever in Argentina. Really?
I know. And they'll say, well, this happened in Brussels. Well, you know what? There were four Americans killed. And it's a terrorist act by the organization that you created. But go
right.
on.
Him and Hillary.
Him and Hillary created this whole mess with their foreign policy, or lack thereof.
Lack thereof is more like it.
You're absolutely right. You know, George Bush did the right thing. There's no reason to panic a room full of school kids. You know, finish what you're doing, get out, and then deal with it. You know, he did the absolute right thing. You know, and yet Obama, in a ball game, smiling, wearing, Chavez, whatever, T-shirts. It's like, seriously?
Yeah.
Telling people that communism and capitalism are equal? We knew this. We've been talking about this before he went into office. You know, we knew who he was, what he was, what he represents. And, of course, this election period has really taken the focus off what he's doing to destroy this country, destroy our military, you know, hand us over to the Muslims or whoever, you know, just to bring down America, him and George Soros. And it's crazy. It's just totally insane. And then, as if it's not enough that we got this totally, I'm going to fundamentally change America, a guy who is either clueless on foreign policy or just doesn't care, we now have a candidate being supported by not a majority of the Republicans, but by, you know, he's winning because he's winning, getting more votes than the other two candidates, or actually 14 because they're all still on the ballot. I looked at Arizona.
How many thousands of people
voted for the other people? It's like there was 25% of the vote. And do they not realize? Yeah, I have a favorite candidate too, but he's no longer in the race. And when it comes here to Indiana, because it's still going to be a race actually this year in Indiana, I am going to vote for the true conservative. Yeah, you want to say he's not technically constitutionally eligible? Well, fine, but our Constitution is so far gone in this country, and the only way we get it back is starting with the Supreme Court, which is the body and entity which has destroyed our Constitution. And who's the best man to do that? It's Ted Cruz. I don't care if he was born to an American mother in Canada. The man is a constitutional conservative, and we have a chance to take back the Supreme Court and right the wrongs that have been done to our Constitution over the years. We have that now in this candidate. And yet they want to elect a man who does one thing one minute, acts like a little child and a bully, who, because a super PAC not associated with Ted Cruz, well, and even if it was associated with Ted Cruz, you can't have any contact with it because that's illegal. But this man doesn't understand the laws, obviously. You know, posted a true picture of his wife that's been on the internet for months, Barbara. I've seen this picture for months on the internet. Uh-huh. And so they used it in an ad, something she did in her past. Own it. You did it. Own it.
Right.
He's so childish, he retweets this photo of Heidi Cruz in a very unflattering pose, you know, to try to compare her to his supermodel third wife.
Where is his substance? He doesn't have any substance. That's what all he's got is rhetoric, and that's what gets me. Is all so many people that we know just love Trump, and it worries me because these people are like talking about the Constitution, and they're into the Constitution. Donald Trump never, ever has mentioned, he's mentioned it, but I don't think he even knows what's in it.
Probably.
Because I have emailed and messaged so many people, ask them what the job of the president in the Constitution is. And nobody has ever asked him. It baffles me. It baffles me that our friends, who are smart, who know this political scene.
Yeah.
Why are they behind Trump? I don't get it.
Puzzles me to death because, number one, I haven't seen him in a poll yet beating Hillary. Number two, I know a lot of people that are saying they're not going to vote for him. I would probably hold my nose because, oh my gosh, you know,
well,
Hillary.
You know, and I wanted to mention that, too, because so many people didn't vote for Romney.
I know.
They didn't like him. They didn't vote for him. And we got another 4 years for Obama.
You couldn't convince them to vote for Romney because I tried. Believe me, I tried. And Romney's a good guy.
Right.
He's a family man, you know, and he had a very real story as to why he converted from, you know, pro-choice to pro-life. It was a real, real person, a real, real story. You know, it was not just some, you know, oh, well, I know this friend. And so then I decided, and then he didn't praise Planned Parenthood. You know, he didn't praise Planned Parenthood. And, you know, it's like, and he didn't lie every other statement out of his mouth. I mean, the man is definitely a good family man. You can tell that, you know. And then I would hear the stories of him, how he would go to the hospital and spend time with people. And, you know, and Romney was a really good man. And he got a raw deal from the media and from this country. And, you know, and he was a good businessman, too. I can't even say that about Donald Trump. Because he filed bankruptcy four times, you know.
And look at all the people that he put out of work. And a lot of his companies and a lot of his whatever he makes, they're made in China.
I know.
They're made in Mexico.
I know.
Because he gets tax breaks.
Mind-numbing to me that somebody could support this man. And then he wants to do what he doesn't want. He wants to get out of NATO. All right. Okay. He wants to pull out of Asia. Hey, are anybody paying attention to North Korea? They're threatening to bomb, you know, the capital of South Korea. Anybody paying attention to that? Or they got ships off the coast here that they're afraid they could shoot up a missile and do an EMP attack on the United States. Anybody paying attention? Because Trump wants to pull our troops out of Asia. Trump has put people on his national security team that are more in favor of a Ron Paul-type policy with foreign policy. That scares me.
Yeah. Yes, you're absolutely right.
I'm not an isolationist because we live in a global world now where you can be anywhere, basically hop on a plane and within a day be anywhere. You know, it used to take 7 days to take your ship over to, you know, from Britain to America, but it don't do that anymore, you know. And on the internet, it's an international situation. And if we've already seen what happens when we withdraw. There's ISIS, there's Russia and Syria, there's Iran now going to have nuclear capabilities shooting up missiles that say death to Israel. And, you know, it's just mind-boggling to me that people would look at this man and think somehow he would be suitable to be commander-in-chief, because that is his chief responsibility, is with foreign affairs. And I said this on the internet, I said this on Facebook, and they wanted me to show them the, you know, the article and the section of the Constitution that actually said those were the presidential duties. It's like,
wow.
Seriously, people. The president's duties when he was elected was to deal with foreign entities. You go back and read the founding fathers' documents. They needed a head figure of state because you couldn't have, you know, 100 people trying to make a deal with France or whatever. But he only did it with the permission of the Congress.
That's his main job.
That is his main job. And they didn't know it. You know.
Wow.
It's like Congress
I used to work. You know, they did the same thing. They didn't know either. I said, show me right here in the Constitution. And then they were shocked that I actually carried around the Constitution with me. And then one of the guys asked if he could have a copy. I'm like, you certainly can.
And they're not that, it's not that artist. It's just a small little book. It doesn't take very long to read. It really doesn't.
Well, you know, I also have a bunch of copies of the Constitution in my car.
Uh-huh.
Because of events that I've gone to, and they were given to me so I can give them out. Well, the girl at my dentist's office, the young girl, she's like, oh, she doesn't care about any of this. And me and the dentist are both like, this is your future. You need to care. So anyway, I went into the dentist on Thursday, and I asked for, because she wasn't in the room with me. So I asked for her, and I gave her a constitution.
Yeah.
And then the dentist said, "Oh, do you have another one?" I'm like, "Yes, ma'am. How many would you like?"
Oh, yeah.
And
for
I
sure?
gave her, she said, "Two." I said, "Okay." And I gave her, left her three.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing because there's some people who think, you know, separation of church and state is in the Constitution. It's not there. You won't find it.
Nope.
But they'll quote it. And, oh, my gosh.
Of course they will.
Which is another thing we have to talk about. You know, Donald Trump is not a conservative.
No.
He's even admitted it. He's not a social conservative. He doesn't care about marriage, one man, one woman. He doesn't care about social issues that the social conservatives are very big on. Makes you wonder who's going to put on the Supreme Court. But it also makes you, when you look at Georgia, where they're trying to protect just churches and preachers from being sued by gays who want to be married in their church with a law, the governor folds under pressure from who? The NFL, Target, all kinds of lobbyists. They're taking away the rights of the American people that are guaranteed in the Constitution. The First Amendment of the Constitution, you know, is what they call the conscience clause, where you're free to practice your religion any way you want to. And that includes refusing to marry gays in your church. Should include refusing to have to, you know, provide them with marriage ceremonies, because there's plenty of people out there who will do it who don't care if you're gay.
Right.
But we are so out of control in this country. Go ahead.
In North Carolina, they have Charlotte passed a law, a town ordinance, where the men can use the women's room.
Which is crazy.
Well, it is crazy.
Our children,
because
our
they
girls
don't know what they're going to feel like that day. You know what I mean? So,
I know.
You know, they're just looking out for themselves. So the governor, actually, they had a special session because they weren't in session. So the legislature had the special session. All the Democrats walked out, wouldn't vote on it. And they did was they said, "Oh, no, you can't do this because this is state law. Your little area there in Charlotte cannot trump state law." So Governor McCrory, signed the bill, and it passed. So now there's a law in Charlotte that Charlotte cannot have, you know, men's women for the men and ladies' room for the ladies. And and they're going to fight it. They have it in court.
Well, here's the problem.
They're taking it to the Supreme Court.
Yeah,
what
you
about
fight
my
it.
Safety if I'm there?
Right. But here's the thing. This is why the Supreme Court is so important, that we get conservatives back on the bench, because everything eventually goes to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has overstepped its bounds, because it was supposed to do was interpret the Constitution, not add to it, not subtract from it. And whatever was not expressly written in the Constitution was left to the states. State rights. And this is, you know, what Ted Cruz is about, state rights. Donald Trump has no idea what that means, and we'll get to that more in the future. But the states ruled no on abortions. What did the Supreme Court do? Overturned it. States ruled no. The people of the states ruled no on gay marriage. What did the Supreme Court do? Overrule it.
Mm-hmm.
That is all overreaching of the Supreme Court, and it's unconstitutional. But when this one guy, you know, throwing this, you know, thing about Ted Cruz being, you know, not constitutional, I said, technically, if you want to do that, yes, by U.S. law, he is. And, you know, at this point, the Constitution is a moot point unless we get constitutional conservatives back on the Supreme Court. And, you know, Ted Cruz will do that. And that's what really irritates me, is these people are so stupid. I'm not eligible. Well, you know what? I don't care at this point.
Yeah.
Because at least I know what he'll do when he gets there, you know? It's like,
right.
So what? You know, we don't abide by the Constitution in any how, any shape, any form. They're going to make the, you know, ladies of the poor nuns provide.
Oh, my God, I know.
I mean, come on.
Now, they also did that here. Our state last year, I think it was, put in the Constitution, a couple of years ago, actually, we all went out and we voted. One man, one woman, that's a marriage.
And the Supreme Court did what?
So one judge overturned it. That is not how the Constitution works.
Absolutely.
That is not how a democracy works, if they want to keep saying we're a democracy.
A constitutional republic is what we are, but that's not what we're supposed to work either. You know,
but everybody's walking around with a democracy.
Yeah, I know. It's me. The uneducated are killing us in this country. And
And this gets me crazy. The college students, because it was in chalk on the on the ground, Trump, hashtag Trump. And it scares them. They had to get rid of it. But Bernie up there is okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, and here's the joke.
And the school was going to do something about it? Come on, seriously?
Come on, grow up. But we don't have grown-ups anymore in the college system. But here's the companies that were going to boycott Atlanta. Time Warner, Disney. What? You need to watch your shows, folks. They're putting this gay message into every show I watch, and I'm getting so disgusted. NCIS is doing it. All the shows that I love to watch, they're putting in gay people to try to push this agenda where only 3% of the population are gay. And now they're trying to tell your children their agender, and that's going to hurt. I mean, the psychologists have said that will hurt children, but they don't care because it's all about an agenda. Anyway, here's the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Weinstein Stars, Disney, Time Warner, AMC, Viacom, Marvel, CVS, because Marvel's coming out with gay superheroes. Come on, you really? You got to do this for 3% of the population? No, it's about an agenda to destroy the morals of America, and that's what they're doing. It's in the 45 goals of the communist agenda. And the NFL even gets in. NBC and the NFL got into the action saying they wouldn't have a Super Bowl there. Meanwhile, they're going to expand into China, where it's illegal for gays to be depicted on television, much less get married in real life. The hypocrisy.
Well, look what they do in Muslim countries.
I know, but Coca-Cola,
they don't take you well.
And major sports teams in the area. I mean, this is ridiculous. We are so out of control in this country with this gay agenda that, you know, gays are not discriminated against. They're not a race. They
right,
have no
yes.
protection under the Constitution. Your sexual habits are not protected under the Constitution. They're just not. But because the Supreme
right.
Court ruled it was, you know, we have this mess in our country, and God may punish us. You know, that may be what God's doing now. I don't know. Or maybe he's trying to save us with this Donald Trump. But you know what? This election is far from over. Wisconsin, Ted Cruz is tied with Donald Trump right now. California, pretty close, similar, and Rubio's getting his name off the California ballot because there's stupid people out there voting for him, and he doesn't want to.
Yeah, they did that here.
Yeah, so to flat out keep them from doing it, he's going to get his name off the California ballot, you know, because then maybe they'll get Cruz and he'll get those delegates, because this is not over yet. Neither
right.
one of them, I don't know if either one of them's going to get, I don't think either one of them is going to get to the number. But I think
there's an article up here. Kasich is pulling his ads from Wisconsin. Kasich pulling all Wisconsin radio ads.
Oh, yeah. And he's telling people that Ted Cruz and Trump ought to coalesce behind him because he can beat Hillary. It's like, no, not if the Cruz and Trump people don't vote for you. And Cruz actually is the one that can beat Hillary, who is the most conservative. And that's where Kasich needs to throw his support. But I think Governor
Absolutely.
Is going to endorse Cruz coming up before the Wisconsin elections. And so he may pull out.
I think he's going to.
But
Walker's going to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's a smart move. And I think Paul Ryan needs to do it, too, although people are mad at Paul Ryan because of what he's. I don't know anymore. You can't separate sometimes the hype from the truth. I mean, you would have to actually look at everything in the bill, you know, and everything that they're pushing. So, you know, I don't know. But what I do know is that in your local elections, you need to keep electing these Tea Party type people. You need to do that because that's what will make a difference in Washington. And And I do know that Donald Trump is so ignorant on foreign policy and so ignorant on so many issues. And all he cares about is looks. I mean, that was so rude,
yeah,
what he did. And he, women are turned off by him. So what I do know is if he's the nominee, you might as well congratulate Hillary Clinton, because most likely they won't indict her, because the Clintons always escape these things. As you said, somebody else will take the fall for her and she'll claim ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then the media will run interference for her, you know, to show that, oh, well, look, yeah, no, she didn't know. She didn't know. Well, yes, she did know. She just,
right.
She violated
exactly,
the law.
Exactly, because that's what they do.
Because that's what they do. And Donald Trump is another one. You know, I'm going to sue the state of Louisiana because Ted Cruz got 10 more delegates than he did in Louisiana. And he won by 4%. It's like, honey.
And my husband looked at
honey,
me.
For a smart guy,
and I said,
you don't know how the delegate system works in this country. And it's not the GOP. It's not the RNC. It's the state GOP.
Right.
So the state sets the rules for their delegates. That's who does that. So he's going to sue every state in the country because, you know, he might lose more delegates because Cruz knows how it works. He's smart enough to, you know, at least if you're going to run for president, you should know how the delegate system works.
Yeah, really, he should.
Wouldn't you think instead of posting pictures of, you know, the other candidate's wife in an unflattering pose against your supermodel third wife, like that somehow makes you better?
Well, you know, remember also with Herman Cain.
Yes.
They pulled this kind of crap with Herman Cain, too.
Yeah, with the affair.
And Herman Cain got out.
Yeah, he did. You know why? Well, he was getting death threats for one thing, but it was affecting his family. Because right before he pulled out, his wife started a Women for Herman Cain. She was going to get involved. You know, she had heart issues. But we heard that there were death threats to his family and his kids. And I don't doubt it. You know, I don't doubt it. It runs contrary to the narrative. You can't have the black man winning Iowa. It wasn't in the narrative, you know. So they couldn't have that. And I do still kind of hold a grudge against him to this day. I take with what he says with a grain of salt. Because I'm sorry, if you're telling me God told you to get in this race, you better have faith to follow it through.
Yeah.
you know, because otherwise you're just pulling a line on me. You know, God didn't say anything was going to be easy. And yet, you know, God told me to get in. But then he gets out because they're threatening his family. So it's just really, really kind of, I know it's kind of weird. Yes, I am.
Well,
they're
also,
like,
this is the horror of it. You know, they're sending, like, white powder to Trump and his family.
And his family,
that
which is so
wrong.
I condemn that. I do condemn that. I do not like Donald Trump as a candidate. But these are liberals probably doing this because they're so hateful. I mean, it's like, here's the liberal.
They're
here's
all paid agitators.
Some of them.
They're all being paid by Soros.
Some of them. But get this. This is the liberal attitude. Sarah Silverman, abortion is still legal in the great U.S. of A. It would be insane not to use fetal tissue for science and education in such cases. Because they refuse to acknowledge that fetuses are human beings. And Ben Shapiro says, killing Jews was legal in Nazi Germany. It would have been insane not to use their skin for lamps. I mean, their logic is just inane. It just makes no sense at all. And then, oh my gosh, I get on the computer on Friday, and the National Enquirer says, Cruz has had 5 mistresses. And the Trump people, the supporters, are going nuts on my Facebook page. And it's like, people, this is the National Enquirer. And, you know, oh my gosh, well, there's smoke, there's fire. And it's like, oh my gosh, people, wake
up.
They're
justifying it because they were right about John Edwards.
I know it. They've been right in, 2 cases? And so, you know, therefore, everything else, it must be true, you know, which I highly doubt that it is, but, you know.
I highly doubt it, too. I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't care, but I know that 3 of the people who were pictured in it, because they were using it, they wouldn't picture them if it wasn't true. have denied it, flat out denied it, said it's not true. And, you know, and the people that know him say it's not true, and he has said it's not true. Well, if he, so now they're now, because they were proven wrong on Friday when they went totally nuts with the Cruz sex scandal. Well, then he needs to sue. Oh, yeah, because you're in the middle of a presidential election, you've got money going out the wazoo, and you're trying to focus on winning a campaign, and you're going to sue in the middle of that. But you see,
and
that's what Donald
there's
always
no,
threatens
there's
to
no
do.
Substance
I'm gonna
in
I'm
this
gonna
bull crap.
No, there isn't. And, in fact, the Washington Times reporter that pushed it got fired because there is no substance. Well, the Washington Times column, this guy said it. Well, just because he said it doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
Oh, it's just crazy. It's just crazy. The supporters of Donald Trump, they don't, everything they push on Facebook, like they push this Printly.com, which is a Donald Trump, it's a Donald Trump site. I mean, they don't even verify. And then when I call them like uninformed, they get mad. I don't, this one lady said, I don't appreciate
you
calling me classless. Well, you know what? It is classless when you spread unsubstantiated rumors to try to smear somebody. That's just classless. And you're clueless
right. When
you use sites that you and I know, because we've been in this business a while. You've got to really screen your sites and look for the original source, because sometimes they quote InfoWars, which is not a good site.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I'll go, well, I got to see where this article came. And then it's like, oh, or the Gateway Pundit. It's like, no, we got to be very careful about what you're choosing to perpetuate.
Right.
And yet they don't care. They don't care. As long as it's anti-Cruz, it goes on the internet. You know, it goes on the internet. And it's just like, like I told you, I've started just hiding posts from certain sites because it's just not worth the upset. You know, it's not worth, you can't argue with them because they're just fanatics. I mean,
baffles me because Donald Trump has no substance at all whatsoever.
No,
and
what
I don't understand how people can be like all head over heels over him. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Some of them we know, and they do know how the process works, but a lot of these people have no idea how the process works because they push this nonsense about he's stealing delegates. No, he's not. He's working the system that's in place. And we had this problem back when Ron Paul was going in and not win, actually even coming close to winning a state, and his people were stealing delegates, and that's what they were doing because they would pretend they were going to vote for one person, and then when it came down to actual, they went over to the Ron Paul side. This happened to Rick Santorum out, I think, in Missouri, you know, after their caucuses. And, you know, so that's a different story. When you're actually abiding by the rules of the system and you get the delegates, that's how it works. It's always been about the delegates, your constitution. It's always been about the delegates and how each state determines how they're going to elect their delegates. That's what stands. It's state right. And you just got to know, you've got to know the rules before you try to play the game, which obviously Trump doesn't, nor do his advisors, which to me is, you know, kind of really the sad point. Don't you have people advising your campaign who know how the delegate system works?
Well, actually, Trump said he was his advisor. He was listening to himself.
Well, that must be actually true because, you know, now he's going to sue because see how corrupt the GOP is because Louisiana gave 10 more delegates to Ted Cruz. It's like, yeah, the Louisiana State Convention rules, you know, Cruz worked it and he got 10 more delegates than Donald Trump. Quit being a child and a bully and saying you're going to sue people and live by the rules and start actually having some kind of substance would be great. Of course, then we have Bernie on the Democratic side who is giving Hillary.
I thought it was so great that Bernie wiped Hillary all over the place this past weekend.
I know, but she's still winning because they got super delegates, which we don't have, but they got super delegates who are going to, you know, who have actually given her the lead. They said if those super delegates actually went to whoever who won the state, they'd be tied. You know,
those
which is
super delegates
funny,
are not bound. Their super delegates
are
not bound.
They're not.
To
but
her.
It's actually
no.
scary that we've got so many people in this country voting for socialism. And that just speaks to
yeah.
the indoctrination that has gone on in this country unchecked for decades. Started way back, decades. I mean, in the 80s, they were doing it in college. I called out my sociology professor on it, you know, but most people won't, you know. And
right.
as it goes here, but, and then they start, well, it's not working in the colleges. Let's get into this is the government getting into education. Let's get in at the elementary level. Let's indoctrinate these kids when they're 5 years old about the gay lesbian agenda. Let's do it. And that's what they're doing in our country. And
that's why we want
education out of the federal government and back at the local level. That's why we're so against Common Core. That's why John Kasich is not our player in this game.
Right.
You know, because
right.
we want less federal government, more state rights, because that's what the Constitution is about. We want a conservative Supreme Court because they're the ones that have weakened the Constitution with their unconstitutional rulings involving the state rights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to make it about, oh, well, they go to the Declaration of Independence, you know, have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And then, you know, they make rulings on that instead of on the
right.
Constitution. And, you know.
You know, if you're offended by something I say or do, leave it at that. Because why do your rights trump my rights? Screw you.
That's
basically,
when you're right, and you know, basically what I say is you have your rights, but your rights end when they infringe on another person's right.
Exactly.
You have the right to be as mean as you want. We had the saying growing up, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt
me.
Yeah,
names
will
never hurt
me. And they say, well,
but
they do hurt you. Well, you know what? Grow a skin. Grow some skin. Because it happens. Kids do that. Kids are mean.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Kids are mean. You know, and it's like, I know. Basically, kids are mean. And they don't, I don't know that they know they're doing it. But it's just kind of in the nature, and until they're taught otherwise. So what you need to be teaching your children, you need to teach them what's right. Number one, you don't want them out there being the bully. But number two, it's like, it's no big deal. Does it change who you are as a person because they say that? You know, we've got to get across to our children that, and it's very hard when you have, you know, these magazines pushing a certain image of women, and, you know, you have these vision of women that, and this is what irritates me about the Trump people, you know, it's all about how his wife looks. Well, you know, it isn't about how they look. You know, I'm sorry, and I get irritated. You know, I'm not a Michelle Obama fan, but I don't repost pictures of her and call her a monkey and things like that because, you know what,
right.
that's just not
that's
nice.
That's just rude.
It's not civil. It is rude. But I always said your rights end when they actually infringe on my rights. And I used to use this with cigarette smoking because secondhand smoke does cause cancer. And if you're listening out there, I am an oncology nurse. The studies are there. They prove it. They can prove it. They've done studies on a smoker in a smoking environment and showed lung improvement when they removed the other smokers from that person's life, even though that person continued to smoke. So secondhand smoke is deadly. It'd be like me going in and spraying a pesticide on people in a restaurant or, you know, a bar, in my opinion. And see, and I don't have a right to do that. I don't have a right to, you know, poison other people. And so that's kind of how I view rights. And you can say whatever you want. Can you go out and get physical with somebody? No. Do I propose that you go in and interrupt a speaker? No, because, you know, I was also taught that it's rude to interrupt somebody when they're speaking. So there's just basic manners that we don't have in this country anymore. You know, if you don't like that Ben Shapiro is coming to your campus, don't go.
Don't go,
you don't
right,
have a
right.
right to block other people from going. Same thing with the Trump.
Right.
We know these agitators for the Trump campaign have been, some of them have been paid Craigslist ads. So you don't have a right to get out there and block traffic. That's not your
right.
Can you stand out with signs? Yes. You can stand out there with signs. That's your free speech. But you cannot physically block people from going places. because right. then you've intruded on their right to freedom. You know, you can make
and in Arizona, Sheriff and in Arizona, Sheriff Joe took those cars, got the tow trucks, and towed them out of the road.
Yeah.
Go, Sheriff Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And they never should have been in the road in the first place. Because,
right, and people were arrested
again,
because
this is indoctrination.
Because they, yep.
It's the
well, you know what? It's not even just. You can't even say it's just indoctrination. These agitators are getting paid Soros money.
Some of them.
They're getting paid for this.
But not all of them.
Not all of them. Not all of them. They're just there for the fun.
The things that we've seen go in Ferguson and Philadelphia.
They're all being paid in Baltimore.
Chicago. You know, the death rate's going up in Chicago. I wonder why. Didn't they just, you know, put a police officer on trial? So what happens?
Oh, yeah.
They don't go aggressively after people anymore because they can't, because they're going to end up
right.
in jail. And therefore,
right.
you know, Chicago deaths are on the rise among the black community, obviously, from the gangs, you know, the real problem in black America, gangs. But,
yeah.
And also now there's a study coming out, killings have risen eightfold among Islamic growth. Well, duh.
Yeah. Because they're treating these terrorists, this is what gets me, okay? They're treating these terrorists as criminals. They're not just criminals,
they're
terrorists.
They're terrorists, and they've committed war crimes. You know,
right.
We're at war, whether Obama wants to admit it or not. We're at war with extreme Islam. And we are
and
at war
a with
Sharia
president.
Law. And I'm sorry, Sharia law has no place in the United States of America because it is not consistent with the Constitution of the United States of America. And if you want to practice
That's
Sharia
right.
law, go to a country that does.
Right.
You know, this is America. And they're using our Constitution against us because that actually
yeah.
is in the 45 goals of the communist agenda, to use our Constitution against us. And they're doing it very well. Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
This list came out in 1958. This is not something I'm making up. It is very close to being completed. This country is on the downward spiral, and we have got to get it right. We need
mm-hmm.
somebody who understands what's going on in the Middle East, who understands the fractions of the Shia, the Sunni. You know, the players,
all of them over there.
You know, in Somalia. I mean, Somalia is a problem, too. We've got Boko Haram, who has pledged allegiance to ISIS. And just in Pakistan, the Taliban.
Yeah.
The Taliban, whom the president released five top Taliban advisors for a deserter and stood on the White House steps and patted himself on the back.
And he was saying, screw you, America.
Yes, they killed women and children on Easter in Pakistan.
Oh, I know.
Because it isn't
And they crucified. They crucified a priest on Good Friday.
Yeah, and it's like, and that does, you know, then we have Brussels, where they just went into an airport and blew up innocent people from all across the world. And they moved that up. They had a higher target rate. But they moved that up because, you know, they had gotten the one guy, so they figured they were running
yeah.
out of time. I mean, these are not
yep.
normal people. These are not normal
right.
people. These people, you cannot
They're
have
not normal criminals.
Like Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, you can't just be nice and give love to people who think that they're commanded to kill the infidel by their prophet, Muhammad.
Right.
And that's what these people believe. And unfortunately, it's leaking in, and they're recruiting people probably in our jails here, because
yeah.
because we've lost our track here in America.
Yeah.
Bibles were read in the classroom in America, all across this.
Well, you know,
they were the reading
the
material.
People, most people haven't. Individuals, it's the government, and
well, the
a few of the minorities. They keep winning. Why? Why do they minorities win? And
well,
we get stomped.
Because they're part of the agenda. So the big money
exactly.
and the big banks and the people that fund government, the lobbyists, people like Trump who lobby, you know.
Exactly.
Who is part of the establishment, you know, to get what
yeah,
they
well,
want.
Yeah, well, he's paid them. He's paid them all off.
And of course he
I
did.
I want to do this out of the country. Here, Hillary, here's some money. Here's some money
yeah.
for your foundation, too.
He's funding it while Cruz is fighting it, and then they try to say Cruz is establishment, and Cruz can't get along with people. Nobody likes him in the Senate. Well, you know why they don't like him in the Senate? Because he stands
he's doing
up
the right thing.
To the lobbyist, and he stands up to the Washington elite. That's why they don't
right.
like him, and yet they're backing him now.
Yeah.
Which I find amusing. I find it amusing. Because,
yeah.
you know,
I
they're,
thought
like
it was really funny.
They're looking at it like we are. Well, you know, we've always liked Cruz, but, you know, they're looking at it like we are. I mean,
but
we got,
here's the thing, too.
We got Trump or we got Cruz. We got a wild card or we have, you know,
the time
this man
bomb.
Talking about. yeah. Right. So,
but here's the thing. Here's the thing, too, with all that, you know, and people are posting stupid crap like, oh, yeah, see, Cruz is part of the establishment. Cruz is not part of the establishment. Cruz is not compromising his principles, and he never did.
He never did. He did exactly what he told the people of Texas he was going to do. And we have a caller, Barbara, so let's see who we have.
Okay.
206, you're on the line.
How you doing, ladies?
Good.
Hello.
You? What's your name?
Oh, good. I'm glad to see that you. My name is Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom. Welcome. I'm Brenda.
Tone. T-O-N-E.
Tone. Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. I just saw that you guys had religious. I'm sorry. The hashtag. Religion under attack.
Yeah.
I love that. That you guys put that under there. It's so sad that people are attacking Islam so much nowadays. And I'm glad
attacking
that you guys
Islam.
Yeah,
what about
no,
Christians?
Really?
Really?
Oh, I'm
you
sorry,
know, because
Christian?
We're it's not
how were you attacked in this country then?
What's that?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
You're a Christian. You said that religion's under attack. Christianity, I take it then, right?
It is, actually.
Christianity is under attack,
yes. Could you give me an example of how you've been persecuted compared to the Muslims at this point?
The Muslims
okay,
in our country
okay, you see what's going on around the world? We just talked about it.
No, what happened in Pakistan?
All the Christians got it.
Listen, Tone, you know what happened in Pakistan where they tried to blow up the Christian, you know, the Islam Muslims?
You mean the
they
Catholics?
They ended up killing more Muslims than they killed Christians. And you know in Egypt when they cut off
Catholics.
The heads of the Christians? You know, yeah. But
are
no,
you
the,
Catholic
the
or are you
Christians in America are under attack from the left.
Oh,
because they're trying to force them to compromise principles to accommodate what is not even a race, and it's the gay community and the LBG community. That's where Christianity in this country is under attack. And I'm not attacking Islam or Muslims in this country. I have
so
nothing
you're
against
a Christian, though?
Muslim. I have a problem with the Islamic State.
No, are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
Are you a Christian? Okay, so you don't turn the other cheek like Christ said.
Well, I do.
So you're
I'm
not a Christian.
I'm not out for killing anybody.
No.
Who are
I'm
you to judge? Who do you judge me
cheek?
As to? You don't know what I do.
You know,
you don't know me from a
wall.
How can you judge me?
Everybody calm down. You're the one judging. You ladies are the one
judging.
I'm
not
judging. Christian, so I'm going to pull your card.
I didn't judge anybody.
Oh, well,
I can tell you what the Bible says about homosexuality, though. I can tell you what God says about it. I can tell you what he says about adultery and murder and lying. I can tell you about all
of it. Just listen to me for a second. You are the opposite end of the spectrum with the Muslims. You are a radical version of Christianity.
No, I'm not.
Christianity. Listen, you're a form of Christianity.
No, I'm not.
Is less than 500 years old.
Are you a Christian?
You know what? I believe. I believe in.
Listen
to me for a minute. Listen to me for a minute. I believe in live and let live, and whoever you want, you do whatever you want to do. But you know what? You don't fringe your crap on me.
You're fringing yours on others. You want to stop gay marriage. You want to stop gay marriage?
Well,
you
know what? No.
I
believe, no. Here's the thing. Wait a minute.
I don't want to see
your
money.
Don't give a fuck about
me. Marriage is a thing is between a man and a woman.
Absolutely.
That is my belief. And
that's your belief. So no, so atheists can't get married.
That's right. So that's what God said.
Can an atheist get married?
Genesis came when he created Adam and Eve. That's what man says. Or God says.
Okay.
And God also condemns adultery.
Ladies?
God condemns fornication.
Could we answer
God
a question? Could an atheist get married? Could
I don't care
an atheist
if get married, but
married?
They should have been forcing a Christian baker to bake.
But here's
cake.
The thing.
Oh,
wait.
But hold on. They don't believe in a God. So is that marriage?
If it's a man and a woman,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Nobody said you have to believe in anything
to
be married. But here's the thing. In the Catholic Church, Catholics don't believe in gay marriage. Okay, so
no, they don't.
Why should somebody
why are you a Catholic?
Somebody who's so because that's what I grew up as. And that's what I believe.
Let me explain something to you.
Why
you two ladies don't understand the forms of Christianity. There's three forms.
Yeah, I do. I do.
No, okay, tell me the
I do believe. I know a
actually,
lot more than you're giving me credit
no,
for.
Actually, there's only one. There's only
where's
one version of Christianity. What's taught in
no,
the Bible.
We're talking. No, we're not talking about personal opinions, ladies. Not
no,
things
it's
you
not
learn
an
in
opinion,
your church.
Tone.
We're
you
talking
have to
about
follow what
actual,
God, what Christ said, what he said. The first commandment is to love God and keep his commandments. So we have to keep the
and
commandments
love thy neighbor,
of God.
Right? And love thy neighbor,
well, yeah,
right?
He does. But he doesn't.
That's right.
He says
no. Just because somebody's gay doesn't mean I don't love them.
You're
and
caught.
Why do they
your
have to wait?
Are less than
wait,
500
I've got this
years.
Question. Okay.
You are a cult of ladies. Yes, your religion
okay.
is a cult.
No.
You're, whatever.
Are you getting scared?
And that's
you
your
what?
Belief, and that's okay. You can believe
okay.
that.
So,
but I don't
you
know
what
I'm doing anybody
okay.
either.
Both you guys,
hang
cult.
On a minute.
One at a time. I can't hear
tell me. Tone. Tell me what the Bible says where sinners are going to go.
Very immature.
Where does the Bible say that sinners are going to go?
Where does
where
the Bible say
go?
That sinners are going to go? I don't know what the Bible says about where sinners are going to go.
Oh,
in fact,
well,
it says
so
that nobody
says,
really knows. Wait, hold
they're
on.
They're
going to
go.
Hold
let me
on.
Tell you where it says
can
they're going to go.
Finish a sentence with you two.
You're here trying
please.
To condemn us,
please.
And you don't know what the Bible says about sinners. That they're going to the lake
wait,
of
hold
fire.
Hold on. Hold on. Stop, Jesus Christ. Let somebody talk.
And
I know what the Bible says. And it also says that women, stop, women can't preach the Bible, doesn't it?
It
that
does
women are not allowed to be doing that. No.
Church.
Does it say that
that's
or not?
That's what it says. It's in First Corinthians.
And
I know
exactly.
it very well.
So why
thank
are you
very
talking
much.
To me about it? You are beneath me in the Bible.
No, I am
you
not
are
beneath
me.
You in the Bible.
Yes,
because
you are beneath
one,
me. Because
number
I can preach
one,
the Bible,
only
you cannot.
The services
we're
going to
go
church.
By the Bible right now, sweetie.
No, sweetie, that's not what it says, and you don't understand
babe,
the Bible.
You are underneath
anyway,
me.
Thank you for calling and trying to tell us
exactly.
how we're a sinner when you're obviously cussing and carrying on. Oh, my gosh, Barbara. And see, this is what you deal with.
You know,
you deal with people who don't – he hasn't read his Bible because he doesn't know that sinners are going into hell fire where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, and that God has commanded us to go tell everybody about Jesus and his death on the cross. And about what Jesus did for us.
You know, and here's the other thing that, and he's probably still listening.
I don't care if he's listening or not, but he doesn't follow Christianity. Because, you know, we're taught.
When years ago, gay couples would have a commitment ceremony.
Which is fine. I have no problem
and
with that.
And why, that's a commitment between the two of them. Now,
exactly.
You know, I'm not even, because it's probably same meat, different gravy.
Right.
So he could listen.
But, you know, I have no problems with civil marriage. I do have a problem with them trying to indoctrinate children in the schools, which is what they're doing in California and various liberal states.
And
when
and,
they're teaching them
well,
at the
I
age,
have
they
problem.
Want you not, you're no longer to have a boy and a girl, although God created man and woman. God created two genders, but now we have so many genders, I don't even know what they're called, because man has decided that that could be so. And God says in the Bible, we are to keep his commandments. We're love the Lord to God with all our hearts and to keep his commandments. And we're to teach the gospel. And we're trying to save people from going to hellfire. That's what we're supposed to do. And when you teach the gospel, it's not unchristian. And it's not unchristian to define marriages between one man and one woman, because God did it. God did it in Genesis. God did it in Matthew. Jesus did it in Matthew and in Mark. You know, and this bit about being silent, yeah, it does say that in 1 Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians. He talks about that women being silent in the church. And it says the husband is to be the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church and to be in submission. But it doesn't mean we don't get to talk. It doesn't mean we don't get an opinion. Because there were women who prophesied in the New Testament. It's just that you're to be in submission. And that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. You know who has a problem with that? People and people in the world today. Who these women feminists who think we can do without men. The problem with
that. That's what they have vibrators for.
What's that?
Sorry.
What's that? Go ahead. What did
Never mind. I just said that's what they have vibrators for. They don't need a man.
Oh, I know. Which is, yeah. But, you know, if you're going by either to deny the lust of the flesh. You're just supposed to deny yourself and take up your cross and live for Christ. That's what it says. And I'm pretty sure Tone is not meeting that as he just cussed on our show using the Lord's name in vain. For
I
one,
know.
Hopefully a Catholic, you don't do that. I'm sorry. And, you know, I don't know what he was thinking with 1 Corinthians. You know, he's trying to condemn us because we have a talk show. We're not in church. We're not here usurping authority over the men in the church. And 1 Corinthians was definitely written to the church of Corinth. So a lot that's contained in there, although there are some instructions regarding divorce and remarriage. There's instructions, again, you know, about all kinds
abortion,
of things in 1 Corinthians. So,
life.
But yeah, marriage in the Bible is always one man, one woman. They leave and they cleave. That's God's definition of marriage, and that was the definition of marriage here in this country until the Supreme
and
Court
to reproduce.
Basically. But God also wanted, you know, that monogamy. That was what he talked about in Matthew. It was a commitment to each other, because with a stable family, we know that things are always better with children. There's less poverty with that and other things. And as far as Muslims, you know, I don't care if you're a Muslim in this country. You know, but as long as you're not following Sharia law, which says you can kill people, because that's contrary to what God's law says, and that's contrary to what our government laws say. You know, Sharia law, you know, they can stone people. It's like, no, under Sharia law. And I do
and
have
they kill people that, they kill gays under
they kill
Sharia
gays
law.
And they kill women. Lots of women get killed because a woman can't accuse. If a woman is raped, they kill her because somehow it's her fault. But apparently Tone
and
doesn't.
She can't be out. She can't be out without a family member.
Yeah. Otherwise, she's ripe for being raped, and that's not biblical, because God said to treat your wives as Christ treats the church, because Christ is the head of the church, as the husband is the head of the wife, and they're to love their wives and they're to nourish and cherish. And I wish we had more men that would do that. In this country.
Yeah, really.
I mean, we are so far gone from, you know, women have become
humanity.
Sexual objects.
We're so far.
Yeah,
we
humanity.
Are. We
and
are so
about
far from
God.
Humanity.
I guess Tone would rather us let them just go to hell and burn forever, you know, where they'll say, well, why didn't you tell me? It is our job as Christians to work the faith and to preach and teach. And Paul got thrown in prison for it. And here, he wants to say how we're persecuted. We just had a guy come on our show and be screaming at us and calling his name. And, you know, that I guess that's okay. Because we have a faith in God and what the Bible says. And that is persecution, whether Tone wants to admit it or not. When you try to silence the Christians, that's a persecution. And that's what they did to Paul when they threw him in jail. They tried to silence him. That's what they did to Stephen when they stoned him to death in the Bible, because he was telling them they were wrong. And people don't like to hear that they're wrong, you know. And it's not that we don't love them. If you love them, you want them to come to Christ and you want them to do what's right. But we're about, and this kind of just delved all the way out of the gay marriage issue in the state of Atlanta, where they're coming after churches, which is also an issue, and it's churches are going to be under attack. But anyway, we're about to go off the air, so we want to thank you if you tuned in and if you were listening. We want to thank you, Tone, for calling in. But the next time, maybe you can try not being so accusatory without knowing our positions. And God judges. But you have to tell people. If you don't tell that person and they end up in hell, you know, you've not done
or they don't
job.
Repent for their sins.
Exactly. Exactly, because that's what the Bible says. Anyway, we would, any last words, Barbara, before we end our show tonight?
No, it was a good show. Once again, glad to be back. And we will talk to you next week, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
We'll be here next. And good night.
Good night.
Night, Barbara.
Night.